Good morning.
And what shall we discuss?
Well, I'd like to start with inquiring about this imagery that I've been experiencing with my feet. There's been some sensitivity and what seems to be cavities in my teeth, and I was pondering about what that imagery is about, and I reminded myself of when we talked about the digestive system symptoms, how that was connecting to that element of consuming. And I mean, the teeth are very much like they're the first element in that chain of consuming. So what I have identified is that the weakness that I've been experiencing with the teeth is another aspect or another facet of that particular imagery.
I would agree.
Yeah. Is there more to it than that?
What I would express to you is when you are evaluating situations and your behaviors or your feelings, especially feelings, in relation to situations and interactions, especially in intimate capacities. Now, understand, intimate relationships extend beyond romantic relationships.
I understand, yeah.
Therefore, that would include any relationships that incorporate any intimate aspects.
Exposure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in that, the digestive aspect is more reflective of the less obvious inner expressions. The teeth are more associated with the more obvious,
more surface.
Yes.
Actions and choices and
yes,
okay,
and interactions.
Oh, interesting.
The digestive expressions would be more expressed in conjunction with deeper feelings, associations,
perception of self,
yes,
things like that.
Yes,
yeah.
And the teeth are more in the objective expressions, the outer expressions, the more obvious, the actual interactions and what is physically occurring.
Okay. What about something like, maybe not to the extent of regeneration, but this thing called oil pulling with coconut oil? I've been doing that at different times, and it feels good. And would you assess that is actually helpful in at least maintaining or slowing down any sort of deterioration?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, that is an entirely different subject,
mm-hmm.
And I would express that that is easier.
Yeah.
For it does not necessarily repair what has already been expressed or done, but it does move in the direction of preventative action and does stop the degeneration.
It stabilizes.
Yes.
So 2 times a day, 15, 20 minutes each, that would be enough to accomplish that stabilization?
I would express that it's not even necessary to incorporate that length of time. You could engage that for half that time.
Okay.
If you were generating the action twice daily, you could half
the
time framework and it would be equally as effective.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. What about using a stone to, along with the oil pulling, could one particular stone be helpful in stabilizing, or is it not necessary, or?
It could add additional energy in that direction. And what were you considering?
Maybe one stone for stabilizing and one stone that could help in the regenerating factor as I explore more information.
Yes, you could do that. And you would express that. That's not necessary to actually generate physical contact. You can use stones in aid of that action and not necessarily be
putting them on my teeth.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or even engaging them in physical contact with your face or your jaw. It is not necessary. You could incorporate for stabilizing onyx or you could incorporate moonstone in relation to stabilizing. In stimulating.
Stimulating regeneration?
Yes. You could incorporate any one of citrine, alexandrite, you could incorporate not with teeth. Bloodstone.
So citrine, alexandrite, and bloodstone. And these would be conducive to regeneration of teeth particularly, or regeneration also in relation to other parts of the body?
Teeth and bone and cartilage.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
How does one actually apply color during energy treatment healing? Is it just a matter of visualizing, imagining the color, and as I put my hand on the area that I'm doing the healing on, is that enough, or?
It is. Color is very powerful for it is a vibrational quality. Therefore, the image of color in your reality is a translation of that vibrational quality. But as I have expressed previously, color is a truth. Therefore, it is translatable in every area of consciousness. In that, it is also a very powerful expression. And in relation to that vibrational quality, you can manipulate that and use that in many different capacities, but in relation to healing.
I like of the physical body.
Yes.
You know, using hands or stones or whatever. If I, the question is really about if I want to apply the vibration of color on the area of the body or in relation to an energy center, imagination and visualization is effective?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I would also suggest that you be paying attention and be aware of the movement of energy when you do that. You can feel it. You can physically feel, if you are paying attention, the movement of energy. And in that capacity, that will aid you in how to be guiding it or manipulating it. It will also aid you in the volume of it.
The volume, you mean the intensity of the color?
Yes, for in that you can be visualizing a color and setting that intention to be using that vibrational quality in some particular area of the body consciousness very specifically. And in that, without paying attention to the feel, the physical feel of that energy, of that vibrational quality, you do not offer yourself the awareness of the volume of the energy that you are engaging. Therefore, you do not give yourself the ability to direct it as effectively or as efficiently. You may be incorporating more than is necessary or not enough.
Yeah.
And therefore, if you are aware by paying attention to the feel of that energy movement, you can regulate the volume of it in different capacities.
And would using objects of a particular color, does that also, like
that
physical color,
be helpful as a focal point to direct your attention in relation to that vibrational quality? Yes.
But it doesn't, and it doesn't interact with the energy of the physical body the same way as if I direct it with my visualization, for example. Not necessarily.
It is dependent upon how you use it.
Okay.
For some individuals choose to use physical objects of a particular color or of different colors as more than a focal point, as a conduit, in a manner of speaking, in which they channel the energy of that vibrational quality into the object and then use the object to move it in a physical capacity.
Okay.
Are you understanding?
I think so, but what you're saying also is that the object itself is not necessarily on its own because of its color doing something.
No.
Okay. I understand. Thank you. Just before Adam comes in, I'd like to ask just a few stone properties.
Very well.
You said that citrine calms before?
It can.
How different is it than the calming of lapis, for example? What would be the nuance?
Considerably different. Citrine is an unusual stone, for it can be calming or it can be stimulating, dependent upon the stone and dependent upon how you use it.
Hmm.
The darker colored expressions of citrine are more inclined to be more stimulating than more calming.
Mm.
Therefore, it can have the reverse effect. The lighter yellows,
transparent,
almost transparent,
yeah,
stones can be used in a more calming manner. Now, in that, the difference that would be expressed from a lapis is that a lapis is expressing only a calming energy. And in that, it can be used to gradually soothe an energy. It generates that property of soothingness.
Yeah.
Citrine can be used for calming, but it does not have a soothing property. Therefore, it can be used, let us say, if an individual is in a considerably agitated state, it can be used to more quickly affect
yeah.
that state, but not continuously. Mm. It would not be enduring.
You're right.
And it is
momentary.
More, yes, it is more in a temporary state or a temporary expression of generating an interruption of
right.
agitation, which does create an element of calming. But as I have expressed, it is important to pay attention to what stones you acquire in relation to a citrine, for it is a volatile stone and it can generate the reverse of what you are intending.
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Tiger's eye, in one word or two, what adjective would you put on tiger's eye?
Inspirational.
Mm. Aura Light 23.
This is an interesting stone. And what is your experience with it?
I've only used it. I got two of these and I tried it maybe two times so far. It's exciting. I mean, it's the effect is very noticeable. It's a little bit like it throws a party.
This is the reason that it is an interesting stone. It does not necessarily agitate, but it can stimulate to the point of agitation.
Yeah.
But it's stimulates an aspect of the body consciousness that can prompt giddiness.
Giddiness.
For what it does is it stimulates the nervous system.
Oh.
In a particular manner that can be pleasurable. It can also move beyond the pleasurable state.
Yeah.
And it can become irritating. But if incorporated or used in moderation, it can be considerably stimulating in many different capacities.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, God.
Added?
What about turquoise, the property of turquoise?
Turquoise can be healing, but it can also be used in relation to what you would term to be spiritual experiences.
Cool.